is Ted Kennedy. Why go to war in the Persian Gulf when economic sanctions are putting strong pressure on Iraq? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Bush administration is sowing the dangerous misconception that military action is needed in the Persian Gulf because current policy isn't working. But a strong case can be made that sanctions are working. An even stronger case can be made that they should have time to keep working. Iraq is paying a stiff price for aggression. Because of sanctions, Iraq oil export earnings, once $1.5 billion a month, have dropped to zero. Further, Iraqi aggression has been stopped. Saudi Arabia is safe. Sanctions are steadily weakening Iraq's military machine and preventing it from going nuclear. True, the price of gas is still high. Kuwait is still occupied. But cheap oil and restoring the undemocratic Kuwaiti regime are hardly causes for which thousands of Americans should die.
Ted, sure, sanctions are working, but I seriously doubt that you and other hyped-up Democrats in Congress have the patience or resolve to let them stay in place until they fully do their job. Ted, your support for our president's action in the Middle East lasted 1 month. 1 month. Since then, I've watched complete erosion of your support until now. You yammer nothing but scorn and criticism. Your partisan disapproval of U.S. policy is Saddam's most powerful weapon. Yes, sanctions work. That's why President Bush first came up with the idea and put them in place. But don't ignore that Hussein has time on his side and the power to make a standoff last for years. Hussein is counting on guys like you, Ted, to help to divide America so all he has to do is wait us out. Are you really going to let Saddam use you like that? Shame. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on the need to defend against a missile attack and whether SDI should be built to help us achieve that security. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.